You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Good morning, theater lover. I'm Mark Pikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History for the week of September 7th through September 13th. September 7th, 1921, sees the first stage adaptation of the Edgar Rice Burroughs novel Tarzan of the Apes, a hit at the Broadhurst, starring Ronald Adair as Tarzan. In 1928, Sophie Treadwell's expressionist drama Mackinaw opens on Broadway at the Plymouth. The play is based on the case of Ruth Snyder, who was executed at Sing Sing in January 1928 for the murder of her husband. Zita Johann stars, and the cast also includes the Broadway debut of a young actor named Clark Gable. In 1949, Mae West stars in a hit revival of her own play, Diamond Lil, for a 182-performance run at the Plymouth. In 2008, Rent ends its 12-year run at the Nederlander. The Pulitzer Prize-winning and Tony Award-winning rock musical by the late lyricist-librettist-composer Jonathan Larson played 5,123 performances and 16 previews. On September 8, 1914, a farce about selling soap called It Pays to Advertise opens at the Cohan Theater. It stars Grant Mitchell and Ruth Shepley. In 1925, comedian Joe E. Brown toplines Captain Jinx, a musical version of Clyde Fitch's hit comedy Captain Jinx of the Horse Marines. The show runs 167 performances. In 1932, Jean Bart's melodrama The Man Who Reclaimed His Head opens on Broadway at the Broadhurst. Claude Rains, Stuart Casey, and Jean Arthur star in the play about a brilliant but hideously deformed man who is driven to madness when he finds out his employer is having an affair with his wife. It runs 28 performances. The wartime revue Laugh Time opens in 1943 for a 126-performance run with an enviable cast featuring Ethel Waters, Burt Wheeler, Faye Ray, and the dance team of Buck and Bubbles. In 1953, legendary flop musical Carnival in Flanders opens at the New Century Theatre. Despite a score by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke, a book by Preston Sturges, and a famous leading man in the person of John Raitt, the show ekes out a 6-performance run. Notably, leading lady Dolores Gray wins the 1954 Tony Award for Best Actress in a Musical, the briefest run to be so honored. Jazz titans Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, and Count Basie make their Broadway debuts in The Concert at the Eurus Theater in 1975. The sold-out 2-week engagement features Sinatra and Fitzgerald singing against the backdrop of Basie's 18-man band, with 20 additional strings added for Sinatra's set. September 9, 1970, at today's matinee, Hello, Dolly! Surpasses My Fair Lady as the longest-running Broadway musical in history. A celebration at Sardi's follows the performance. In 1975, as part of its season celebrating the United States Bicentennial, the Kennedy Center presents a revival of The Skin of Our Teeth on Broadway at the Mark Hellinger Theater. Directed by Jose Quintero, the production stars Elizabeth Ashley as Sabina and Alfred Drake and Martha Scott as Mr. and Mrs. Antrobus. Despite rave reviews for Ashley, the revival proves to be a disappointment and closes after 7 performances. In 2004, the musical version of The Color Purple has its world premiere at the Alliance Theater in Atlanta, starring LaShawn's. It opens on Broadway the following year, winning LaShawn's the Tony Award for Best Actress in a Musical. September 10, 1942, Josephine Bentham and Herschel Williams' comedy Janie begins a 642-performance run at Henry Miller's Theater. Antoinette Perry directs the play about 3 teenage girls who throw a secret party for soldiers at a neighboring army camp. In 2012, Christopher Curtis and Thomas Meehan's musical Chaplin, depicting the life of screen legend Charlie Chaplin and chronicling the rise and fall of the infamous Little Tramp, opens on Broadway at the Barrymore for a 135-performance run. Rob McClure stars in the title role, opposite Aaron Mackey as his wife, Christiane Knoll as his mother, and Jen Kalela as villainous gossip columnist Hedda Hopper. On September 11, 1912, Jane Cowell becomes a star while performing in Within the Law. The play is about a woman wrongfully accused of theft. It is also the premiere production at the new Elton Theater on 42nd Street. In 1959, the now landmark statue of song and dance man George M. Cohen is unveiled in Times Square, opposite the Palace Theater. In 2011, Sweet and Sad, the world premiere drama by Richard Nelson set on the 10th anniversary of 9/11, has a timely opening night off-Broadway at the Public. Nelson revisits the Apple family, first seen in his 2010 play That Hopey Changey Thing, as they reflect on America a decade after the events of 9/11. In 2011, The Select, The Sun Also Rises, Elevator Repair Service's dramatic look at Ernest Hemingway's post-war classic, opens off-Broadway at the New York Theater Workshop. ERS founder John Collins directs the 3-hour and 15-minute ensemble work that pares the novel down to much of Hemingway's dialogue. In 2014, the Broadway premiere of Kenneth Lonergan's 1996 drama This Is Our Youth, starring Michael Cera, Kieran Culkin, and Tavi Jevonson, opens at the Court. September 12, 1866, the Broadway musical is born. The Black Crook, a musical extravaganza featuring a melodramatic plot and scantily dressed ballerinas who serve as chorus girls, opens at Niblo's Garden. Tickets range from 5 cents to $1.50. It is the first Broadway show to run for more than a year. In 1954, a musical called The Girl in Pink Tights, which is based on the story of the show's creation, opens on Broadway. Many other influences created the musical as it is known today, but Black Crook remains the consensus earliest model. In 1960, the old Mansfield Theater is rechristened with its current name, the Brooks Atkinson. A show produced by David Merrick, Vintage 60, is the first to open there. In 2002, the ragtime team of Stephen Flaherty, Lynn Ahrens, and Terrence McNally re-team for the off-Broadway musical A Man of No Importance at Lincoln Center Theater's Mitzi E. Newhouse. Starring Roger Rees as bus conductor Alfie Byrne, it runs through the end of the year. 2014 sees the New York City premiere of Me, Myself, and I, Edward Albee's play touching on some of his favorite ideas, parenting, children, identity, reality, opening at Playwrights Horizons. The play is directed by Emily Mann, who staged the 2008 world premiere at the McCarter Theater, and stars Elizabeth Ashley, Zachary Booth, Brian Murray, Natalia Payne, Stephen Payne, and Preston Sadleir. In 2011, the Kennedy Center's critically acclaimed production of Follies opens at Broadway's Marquee. The cast is headed by Bernadette Peters, Jan Maxwell, Danny Burstein, and Ron Raines, with Elaine Page as Carlotta. September 3, 1978, Ernest Thompson's On Golden Pond debuts off-Broadway at the Hudson Theater Guild. It transfers to Broadway the following year and, in 1981, becomes a popular film, featuring father and daughter, Henry and Jane Fonda. In 1983, Yul Brynner plays his 4,000th performance of the title role in The King and I. The production is playing at the Pantages Theater in Los Angeles. In 2009, in a dramatic reversal, producers of the Tony-winning Broadway musical Avenue Q take to the stage of the Golden on what was to have been the show's closing night to announce that it would take the unusual step of moving off-Broadway and reopen at New World Stages. And in 2014, Will Swenson, Melissa Errico, and John Bailman take a swing at Bull Durham, the world premiere musical opening at the Alliance Theater in Atlanta. Based on the 1988 film about the world of minor league baseball, the musical features a book by original screenwriter Ron Shelton and music and lyrics by Susan Werner. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.